Studio View, MWABCRadio.com.
In the spirit of trying to connect,
a great way to see an angel and a beauty.
There's no doubt.
Take a listen. Take a listen. Take a peek.
Turn it up.
Curtis and Ebony, 77 WABC.
So, Ebony Williams, this is the original Cosby Show theme, right?
There it is. Yes, this is the one, Curtis, that for many, I'm a Cosby kid, many of us growing up, when you heard this come on, it was a moment to really feel proud, to feel like there was a version of blackness and of Americanism even that was really connecting to certain parts of our country for the first time. And I really, we're going to be joined now by a dear friend of mine and a brilliant attorney, a CNN legal analyst for many, many years. His name is Joey Jackson. Joey has a practice here in New York, and he's truly phenomenal. But Joey's also a father. Joey's also a husband. Joey, like I said, a brilliant black man who has excelled exceedingly well in the profession of law. And for a long time, those, Curtis, those images of black excellence, as I will call them, weren't not only predominant, they weren't even known. So, Joey, first of all, thank you for joining our show. And how about what I just laid out there? Can you tell me what Bill Cosby meant to you personally as a young black man growing up in America and someone who eventually pursued the highest heights of a profession like the law for many years? You didn't see us in those types of roles.
You did not. Good afternoon to you, Ebony. Good afternoon, Curtis. And before I get into that, let me get into just quickly what you mean. I think it's tremendous that you're doing what you're doing. I think you're inspiration to many as an African-American woman. So I don't mean to flip the script. I'll get to Cosby momentarily. But I just think as an African-American woman and just as a woman in general, I'm very proud of you, proud to know you, and please continue the great work that you do.
Thank you, John.
So Curtis, and Curtis, I have a history with him, too. We used to appear on another network in the past together.
Yeah, well, in fact, to let you know, we didn't just appear, we would tangle. As soon as I would see Joey from Strong Island, the host of the show on the Fox Business Channel
was
your
bowling?
Guy, Eric Bowling.
It was Bowling? Oh,
and
yeah,
the
right.
moment Bowling. The moment we would be on that panel, I'd see Joey, and I'd ignore everyone else. I'd be after his jugular.
Yeah, but that's because, you know, you alpha man to alpha man. You know how y'all
do. I
didn't
give it to him, though. I didn't give
oh, you
it
held back,
him.
Joey?
I still got my jugular. I got it. But
oh, didn't give him the jugular. Okay, gotcha.
So we got it. But listen, on the issue of Cosby, obviously it's a major disappointment, right? Because you grow up, and it's sort of like you've lived this lie, if you're to believe, you know, the women that have come out. And I know that there was only one who was able to preserve the statute of limitations claim, and therefore we're having this big trial that's occurring now. But, you know, it's sort of one of these things. You're a kid, and you look at someone who did such great things for humanity. You know, let's talk about what he did for African Americans, to be sure, to be clear, but he transcended that. Yeah. And so you have this guy, this father, this dad, this professional, this brilliant man. Now you look and you say, say it ain't so, Bill, say it ain't so. And so it just sort of brings you down, and it really, you know, it has you question humanity, and it has you question just the innocence and honesty of everyone. And so ultimately, look, he's going through a trial. Everybody has the presumption of innocence. As a former prosecutor, I could tell you that. As a defense attorney, I could tell you that even, you know, in strongest of terms. So he's not yet guilty, and who knows if he will be. But even the accusation was certainly just answering your question, Ebony, from that perspective, before I get into a legal perspective. But from that perspective, it's very hurtful and harmful. And it just really just makes me shake my head.
Well, now, Joey, if you were involved in this case, I would think one of the concepts that the defense team might engineer into this process is the sugar daddy defense, because these women would meet with him. Oftentimes, they'd be seeking his counsel, his professional guidance in their career or their new career. And oftentimes, he would be generous in terms of helping them not only with advice, but also financial support. So would that be a viable, possible defense?
It is and it's not. At the end of the day, the bottom line is that no matter how much support you're providing, no matter how much sugar you're giving to the daddy or whatever, the reality is that you have to respect the woman. And
yeah.
It's about respecting and not violating anybody. I don't care what I'm doing for you, what school I'm putting you in, what hotel I'm putting you in, how much rent money I'm giving you, whatever that is, or whatever you want to claim about his compassion and humanity, at the end of the day, no means no. And so that, from that standpoint, it means nothing. Now, what the defense will try to say is that, listen, they have to explain away that it's Bill Cosby's defense team why they have him allegedly on tape talking to Andrea Constant's mom. Andrea Constant, as we know, is the one who is accusing him of this crime and who will be testifying momentarily. They have to explain away why, after the fact, when the mom called him to say, look, something's wrong with my daughter. She's not eating the way she used to eat. She's not appearing the way she used to appear. Something happened. Tell me, Bill, what went on? And he gave critical admissions to the mother. And Bill Cosby, apparently, as will come out, I'm sure, at some point was saying, well, listen, you know, meet me in Florida, and I'll further her education, and I will advance her cause, and I will help her with it, whatever she wants to do, and I will be. So from that perspective, Curtis, I think the sugar daddy thing, listen, I'm a guy who's humane, I'm a guy who does the right thing, I'm a guy who's right and just and wants to make sure everybody's good. So from that perspective, to explain why he was saying that, that'll come up. Of course, the prosecution is going to say he was doing that because it was consciousness of guilt, because he knew he had to give them something to back them off, prevent them from going to a police and from burying him. And I think that's the two ways that it's going to be used if you want to talk about sugar daddy.
That was an excellent breakdown of the brilliant Curtis Silva doctrine of sugar daddy defense. But how about this, though, Joey? Let's talk about this first witness. She went on yesterday. Kelly Johnson's her name. Now, I thought this testimony was very powerful, Joey. This woman said that not only did Bill Cosby tell her to take his pill to, quote, relax her, she said she then tried to hide the pill under her tongue. Okay, that sounds reasonable. She says that Cosby checked under her tongue to see if she'd swallowed said pill. Now, we don't have any videotape or any other corroborating evidence to say that's true. But, Joey, if you're in a jury box and you hear that type of detail around the testimony, that's got to be troublesome for this defense team.
It's very troubling. And let's talk about why she was allowed to testify just briefly.
No, that's right? Great. Yes, please go into that. Because typically this would be an exception. This would be hearsay or this would or, excuse me, it would be too prejudicial to even
exactly.
get in. Yes.
Exactly. So what happened is that we have this universe of women who's saying, Bill Cosby did X to me. He did Y to me. He did Z to me. And so the prosecution select from that list of however you want to call it, 50, 60 women, and they narrowed it down to 13. And what they did, the prosecution has said, Judge, we want you to allow this evidence in. We want to parade 13 women in front of you, and we want all of them to tell their story as to what Bill Cosby did to me. The judge said, no, I'm going to allow you to have one of these women of 13, and that's the one, Ebony, that you're referring to, right. Kelly Johnson, and she's going to testify. That's it. Now, very briefly, the reason she testifies is not under the law to say, aha, Bill did it to Kelly Johnson, and therefore he definitely did it to Andrea Constant. It doesn't come in for an aha moment and to prove that because you're accused of this, you did that. No, it comes in to show your modus operandi, your prior act, your bad actions. This is the blueprint. This is who you are. So not only do they have to contend with that witness, but of course, as we know, Ebony, her mother came in, that is Kelly Johnson's mother, to say, yep, everything my daughter told you is true. Now, focusing specifically on your question, right? Your question about how damning could that be, hiding a pill and this and that. It's very damning if
they believe her. If they believe her.
If they believe her. So it comes down to a credibility question. And remember, the defense attacked very much so. And what did they attack? Did this happen to you, Ms. Johnson, in 1990? Or was it 1996? And did you go in front of a workers' compensation deposition and say it was 1990 and not 1996? Which one is it? And by the way, for workers' compensation, when you would let go of your job, when you got let go, you didn't say anything about Bill Cosby doing anything to you of a sexual variety, did you? It was about you being verbally abused, and not by him, by the way.
Yeah.
And so remember, ultimately, it comes down to whether the jury buys what she's selling. And if the jury and if the defense is able to refute what she said and able to say, ladies and gentlemen, you know she's about nonsense, she's not about facts, then they neutralize the witness, which makes this case, Ebony and Curtis, about Andrea Constant and whether he do it or whether he didn't do it as to her. And that's what the defense is hoping happens here.
And real quick before you go, Joey, how about the fact that Johnson also apparently called Bill Cosby 53 times after this alleged abuse took place? How does that play to a jury?
Well, now, here's what's going to happen. the defense is going to really go to town on this, okay? Mm-hmm. And it was it 52? Was it 72? However many it was, Ebony, it was an awful lot.
Yep.
And so the defense is going to say, this is the guy who groped you. This is the guy who violated you. This is the guy who you didn't give any consent or permission to. And as far as you're concerned, it's a father-daughter relationship because he's so much older than you, right? That's your story. That's your claim. But this is the same guy who you despise, who's now you're calling and calling and calling. You didn't call him once. You didn't call him twice. You didn't call him 5, 10, 20 times. You called him 50, 60, 70 times. And so the defense is going to use that to demonstrate and to show that this was all a consensual act. And one final thing about that, and that is today, who testified? The police testified who initially took the complaint back in Canada, the ones who initially took the complaint. And apparently she told the police that she had no contact with Mr. Cosby after the alleged instance. So the defense is going to make headway as to that and say, well, why would she lie? She lied because it didn't happen. The case turns on consent, whether it's believed or not believed by the jury. That means, obviously, either he's convicted or he's not. And that remains to be seen.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is how you make a compelling argument. His name is Joey Jackson, New York City, brilliant defense lawyer. You see him on CNN all the time. He's a good friend of mine. He's got his jugular left intact by Curtis here. But we want to know what you think. Thank you so much for joining us, Joey. We so appreciate you. But we want to know what you think. What do you think about Cosby? Guilty, innocent, playing this well, not playing it well, media being fair, not being serious enough about it. Call us 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. This is the brand new Curtis and Ebony Show on 77 WABC.